right, and we're going to go ahead and hand it over to Pastor Clark.
Praise the Lord this evening, everybody. I appreciate having this time to be able to talk to you. And I sent out a text today, and the reason that I sent out the text is because we have people who are beginning to get the flu and cold-like symptoms, and we have some people who are testing positive for the COVID virus. And so I want to explain to you where I'm at as your pastor and how we need to handle this and the attitude that we need to have. And in the text that I sent out today, I mentioned that there were a few things that we need to do, and I want to cover some areas with you tonight. I want to talk to you about the attitude that we need to have concerning this. I want to try to give you some knowledge concerning what we're dealing with, and then I want to talk to you about your faith. I mentioned that if you have cold and flu-like symptoms, that I listed several things that you need to do, and that is, first of all, even if it's just the cold or the flu, don't come to church. And secondly, I said you need to go get tested immediately. It's free. The testing is free, and you don't need an appointment. And that way you will find out if you're positive for the virus or if you just have the flu. The third thing I mentioned was if you're positive, go into quarantine. And the last point I made was if you are negative for the virus, but you still have flu or cold-like symptoms, you need to stay home until the symptoms clear up, and then you could come back to church. So here's what I want to say tonight, church. I want you to feel my spirit and feel my heart tonight as your pastor. I want this to be from my heart to your heart. I want to help you to soothe out any fears that you have, and I want to help your faith, because we are people of faith. We are not just sinners or unbelievers in this world, and I want to try to give you some good information. First of all, let me say a few things about our attitude. Attitude means everything, whether it's in life or whether it's in the church. We don't need to give in to fear and be fearful. But I want to explain some things to you. There's an old expression that I've used through the years, and it's so true. It says that a good understanding makes for a long-time friendship. And so I want us to have a good understanding between myself and as your pastor and everyone that is in our church, because I feel like that this will continue to build trust and confidence. Let me just say that as your pastor, we are dealing with challenging things that we have never dealt with before. No one has all of the answers. We're going to try to do our very best. We're going to try to be prayerful, and we're going to try to be conscientious. But I'm pleading with you to keep a good attitude as we navigate these areas that we've never dealt with before. So give me a chance as your pastor to see what I'm going to do and how we're going to handle this. Don't let your fear get the best of you to where you're filled with mistrust that perhaps the church isn't doing enough. And there's going to be things that I will do that you will question, wondering why that I do this. But I'm going to say the same thing about this virus that I've said through the years in pastoring, and that is anyone in the church, feel free to talk to me. I won't feel like that it's threatening. I will not give you the impression that I don't have the time for it. I will be glad to talk to you. And in fact, I've done this already this week. and I've explained some things, and it's been a big, big help. But I want to say, church, that our church is fortunate because here we are. Tomorrow will be the first, or Thursday will be the first day of October, and we're fortunate that we haven't dealt with this before, because many, many other churches have already dealt with this in a big, big way. But it's now time, it's now our time to start facing all of this. And the last thing I would like to say is that you may not agree with everything that we're going to do as the church, but I want to say this: not even all the doctors today and those that deal with this, neither do they all agree. And I want you to understand that my attitude is, I don't want to come across with a know-it-all, arrogant attitude about this. I want to come across kind. I want to come across trying to balance it out with our faith in the Lord. I do want to say this. I am very, very thankful that we have been able to have church recently inside, and we've had some great services, and we really needed these good services and the move of God that is taking place. And I'm thankful that this has happened, because I'm making a decision, and that is that tomorrow night we will not be having service in our building. We will be on this conference call as I am on with you right now. And the reason I'm doing this is because I feel like that with all of the things that has happened this week, and with several people testing positive for the virus, that it would be wisdom for us to do this at this point. I'm not sure what we will do for the weekend, but we will begin to make that decision as we get closer to the weekend. So, with not all doctors agreeing about this, and specialists not all agreeing, the things that I'm going to say tonight, you may or may not fully or totally agree with, but in the midst of all of this, we do have to make some decisions. So when it comes to this knowledge area that I talked about, I want to explain how I view how we need to handle someone in the church that tests positive for the virus. I've had people, at least recently, a couple of people who were in service one night, and the next day they got tested and they were positive for the virus, and they went ahead and went right into quarantine. And I want to say this: we are not trying to keep any of this a secret. We are not withholding anything. I want these people, many of them, told it all through the church, told their friends. They wanted to tell others about it, and that was fine. That was their choice. And we want things like this to spread through the church. But I do want to say that I'm not going to feel obligated to get on the text tree and begin to talk to the church about how many people. I'm certainly not going to mention names. But I'm not going to feel pressured to get up and begin to tell the church how many are testing positive and all of that, because you're going to hear about it anyway. And I think that if we're not careful and we don't carefully move along with this, we could undo all that God has done in the last few services. In the last few services, we've started building momentum in the church that we haven't had for a long time. And I think that if we're not careful, if we don't handle it right, that we could be responsible for spreading a lot of fear and uncertainty. And that is not that we certainly don't need that. I think the bottom line on what we're dealing with at this point probably boils down to this one area, and that is, if you have someone in church who has the coronavirus and they're in service one night, and then the next day they find out that they have tested positive, I think there's some that feels like that we need to let the entire church know that that person was in service and tested positive. And the reason that I don't feel like that we need to go to that extreme is because the person did not know they had it when they were there. I don't think we'll have anyone that would do something like this on purpose and come knowing that they would have it. But my concern in this area would be that we don't need to feel an obligation to begin to spread the word about everyone who's been in our church that tests positive later on. And the reason is because we don't know. No one knows if they have spread the virus to anyone around them or not. It's only a guessing game. And it would be like people going down to Costco and doing shopping, and then for Costco to find out the next day that one of their employees or a customer had the virus, they're not going to call everybody that was in the store that day and tell them, hey, you may have been exposed to it, or you know, spread that kind of an uncertainty. So this is the judgment that I'm making at this point concerning this, and I know that not everyone may agree with it, but I want you to understand that we have got to carefully balance what we're doing with knowledge and with faith. And here's the other area that I want to talk about. I know that there's been some of our people that are dealing with a lot of fear, and I've had to deal with some of this and help people to settle down. And let me just remind you, church, that I think we're doing what we can do to help stop the spread of the virus. But, hey, any of us could get it. And we've been fortunate as a church, but now we're starting to deal with it. But a lot of people who are doing all of the protocol they can do are still getting it. And so I want to say to those of you that are out there, let's not live and operate and let your fear get the best of you. We need to understand that we are people of faith, and we need to, at this time, really begin to have faith in God. And if you have fear that is getting away from you, you need to slow yourself down and speak to yourself that you've got to stay in peace. You can't allow this fear to just run wild. Another thing that I want to talk about is there's some of our people that are feeling a lot of guilt, and they feel bad. And I've heard from some that are saying, I feel really bad that I didn't mean to do this. I didn't know about this. I want to say to all of our people that might be dealing with this in any way that I do not want you to receive the guilt and the condemnation that you might be placing on yourself. And neither do we as the rest of the church feel this way. And if someone has a tendency to look at someone and heap this kind of condemnation on them or hope they feel bad about it, your attitude's not right. And we need to get back to the premise that we are together in this, that we're brothers and sisters, and we're trying to work with one another and move on. As far as the future is concerned, I don't know what's going to happen. We might find ourselves dealing with this in an extreme way. We may have to shut the church down again. Anything could happen. But church, I want to remind you that other churches have already been down this road. We have just been slow in coming to this place. And I also want to say something about, you know, some of our health laws as far as our nation is concerned, and privacy issues and so on. I'm not going to be calling people's names that are testing positive. If they tell their friends, and I know some people feel that way, they don't mind it being told and spread the word. They've been tested positive. That's fine. But I don't want to do it as the pastor. Now, if someone tells me, hey, feel free to use my name and there's no problem. But here's my concern. In this day and time, there's these privacy issues that has to do with people's personal health business. And I don't want us to get so loose and relaxed and careless in calling names that you might say, oh, this my brother or my sister doesn't care. I understand that. But I don't want our visitors to hear that and hear people's names being called, or some of our new ones that have just come into the church, because I don't want them to get it in their mind that, oh, man, if I were to get positive and I'm trying to get into this church here, you know, my name may be mixed in with conversation about this virus. So that's the reason that we don't want to do that. The last area that I want to talk to you about is our faith. I can't say enough, church, that it's our time as the people of God to turn to the Lord and thank God for giving us faith and grace to deal with all that is taking place. We've got to work on it. We really have to make sure that we stay in peace, and we make sure that we are keeping faith activated in our heart. We don't want others to feel blame. We don't want there to be ill will. We want there to be a really, really, really good spirit of unity within the church. I am thankful for where we are at as a church, and I'm thankful for the good services that we've had. I want us to maintain this. I don't want to see us begin to step back and lose the spiritual momentum that God has blessed us with. And I mentioned it earlier, but I do want to be clear about this, that tomorrow night, Wednesday night service, we will not be having a service at the church. But at 7 o'clock, we'll be on the conference call with prayer. And then at 7:30, we'll be speaking to you again going into things that we may feel to talk about tomorrow night. So God bless you. I appreciate the time tonight. And again, I want you to feel free, if there's anything that comes up, to feel free to call me about anything. All right. God bless you.
God bless everyone, and have a great night in Jesus' name. Amen.